their bill, which originally said it would cost between $15 and $23 billion more. They discount this analysis as untrustworthy because ATW is an advocate, because ATW made some false assumptions. The Senate Finance Committee then hired their own actuary, Robert Myers, formerly with Social Security, who conveniently made the increased cost of HR1 and their bill come out even at $4.5 billion. The Republicans on the committee are probably a little uncomfortable with the convenience of these figures and admit that they went along with Russell Long on some increases in the adult categories of added costs over HR1. OMB analysis of Myers figures still show their bill costing $5.9 billion more than HR1. And that's probably pretty close to right, around $5 billion more. Now, they're embarrassed as hell about this, and they say, well, look, sit down and tell us how to cut ours. And I said, no. The minute we get into this with you, then stopping begins to work. We become co-advocates with you of this bill. And then the president's enemies accuse him of abandoning his position on welfare reform. And I said, you may not agree with HR1, just as we have a lot of problems with it, because it is a compromise. But I think you'll all agree that the president's strongest position is to hold in the middle where he is. And they all agreed with that.